and welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I have so much to tell you. I can't even get the words out. We're going to talk about so much in this episode. My unbelievable trip, which, oh my god, I cannot wait to tell you details of. But up top, other things that I just need to throw out. One, I'm getting both a flu shot and a cavity filled today. A terrible day by other circumstances, but I'm gonna try to have a treat for myself after. Usually after I get dental work, I always go and get this very expensive frozen yogurt called Go Greek. I don't know if I talked about it on like the LA Guide episode, I probably did. And it's so good, but it's so expensive and I'm going to be tired from my flu shot. I don't think I'm going to make it there. So I got to find a treat. I got to find something to look forward to on this deeply medical, stressful day. The other thing is I planned on recording the podcast today. I am having an allergy attack. I think it sounds okay. But if you at any point are like, is my girl okay? Just know I woke up and it felt like I swallowed a pound of dust. I don't know what happened, but I have the throat itch, like inside your body because you have allergies so bad. If you don't, wow, that's a life. If you can step outside without medicating yourself and survive in the elements, I'm jealous. But I took my meds. They haven't kicked in yet. So hopefully, if I sound a little weird, that is why. Otherwise, I know we don't usually do this in the beginning of the show, but can we just talk about how good last week's episode was? Even while I was in the interview with Brett Iwin, I was like, this is so much fun. Interviews are sometimes fun. Sometimes they're work. I mean, it is work when you're interviewing someone, but sometimes you're just like, I'm having the best time. It rarely happens. And I got to tell you, it always happens in Hidden Mickey episodes. Hidden Mickey episodes are always like, wow, this is so fun. It just feels like you're hanging out with your favorite friend. And that is what I love so much. I love it so much. And I don't know if I mentioned it in the episode, but I have to shout out my friend Jeffrey, who gets probably like a shout out every 5 weeks at this point. But Jeffrey did introduce me to Brett, and I realized after the fact I didn't include it in the podcast, and he's gonna text me when he hears this. But I just have to say thank you, Jeffrey, for introducing me to Brett. Anyway, what else do I have to share? I have a busy week ahead, but looking back on this trip is really, really the highlight of all of it. I cannot wait to share all of it with you. I'm just gonna turn it over. So stay tuned for a word from our lovely sponsors, and I'll see you on the other side. Woo! We are just a few weeks away from the end of the year, which means now is the time to start thinking about your 2025 travel. It is right around the corner, and there's no one better to help book your trip with ease than my friends over at MEI Travel. Because when you work with one of their travel experts, they will help make sure that you get the most out of your trip, ensuring you do more and save more money. They'll help you get those $50 kids tickets at Disneyland, maximize hotel discounts at Disneyland and Disney World, and oh yeah, they'll even help you plan for a little thing called Epic Universe, a brand new theme park filled with rides and shows and entertainment and never-before-seen everything, which opens in May. And best of all, they're going to do all of that for free. Yes, for free. MEI Travel is even so full of travel planning pros that they operate specialty divisions, the Disney earmarked and very official Mouse Fan Travel and Universal Fan Travel, both full of helpful vacation planners who know everything about visiting these parks. So don't delay. If you want to start taking a look at your next Disney or Universal vacation, save money, and work with an expert travel agent who will help you plan when to go, where to stay, and what to do in 2025 without costing you a penny, reach out now. Head to mousefantravel.com/amusing for all your Disney needs. Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and of course, getting those sweet deals on Disney trips, like saving up to $200 per night with a room and ticket package, and up to 25% off hotel rooms on nights through April at Walt Disney World. And if it's an Epic Universe vacation you're after, head to universalfantravel.com/amusing to get a free quote about visiting the biggest new theme park to land in Orlando in 25 years. 25 years! This is historic! You gotta be there! And Universal Fan Travel can make it happen. Once again, that's mousefantravel.com/amusing for all of your Disney needs and universalfantravel.com/amusing to get bragging rights that you made it to Epic Universe and its opening season. Happy planning!
At At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. I am so excited to tell you about my vacation. Ideally, the vibe of this episode is going to be me sitting down at a coffee shop with you, telling you all about where I've been. You being like, oh, what'd you do last week? And me saying, pull up a chair because I did more things than you would think a human could possibly do on a 3-night vacation. Because I did. I went with my friend Heather. No, my friend Kelsey, and basically the way this all started was that while I was on the Disney Magic, while I went on the cruise that y'all know about, that I took Pearl on, then went with my mom, Heather was like, I got an email about Casa Bonita reservations. Now, if you are not familiar with Casa Bonita, if you are kind of a theme park person or you like themed experiences, Casa Bonita is one of those, I call it like one of the gems in your crown of things you want to do if you are a theme park person. It's kind of like, I don't want to call it an infinity stone because that has a kind of a negative connotation with Thanos and everything, but it is a little bit like that. It's like, oh, it's like a little achievement that many of us dream of, myself included, as well as Heather and Kelsey. They reopened about a year ago, and Casa Bonita is this, oh man, if anybody here is from Colorado, they're going to call in and be like, you botched it. But basically, Casa Bonita is this very, very locally famous Mexican restaurant. It was very popular when it opened. It supposedly declined steeply in quality, both in food and experience, and then closed during the pandemic. Long story short, the guys from South Park purchased it, redid it, and tried to make it exactly what it was, but better. They honored what Casa Bonita used to be while adding in a lot of new things that people who enjoy Casa Bonita would also love. There is an incredible documentary about it. I think it was on Paramount Plus where we streamed it. I signed up for Paramount Plus for it and then I quit. Sorry, Paramount, but I don't need you. I got Peacock and Hulu. That's where I watch everything. But the documentary was fantastic and so much fun to watch because basically what you need to know is that this place was decrepit. It was absolutely caving in. And the South Park guys sunk so much money into rehabbing it and making a place that people like you and I can enjoy going forward. The documentary is also really funny because if you've ever wanted to see a wealthy person just get bad news for about 90 straight minutes, that's what it is. And because they're hilarious comedians, they make so much fun of it and they know the position they're in. And it's very, very funny. I highly recommend the documentary, which you will probably want to watch after this episode because there's so much about it. Anyway, Heather got an email about reservations. I also did. We were on the waiting list for probably a year to get in because getting a reservation at this place is so tricky. And while I was on the cruise, Heather managed to nab a reservation. Now, when she got it, I was thrilled. Again, I was on ship Wi-Fi. She was back home. She was able to book it. For anyone who doesn't know, Heather is Dining in Disney on Instagram. Heather is also a huge Disney person and posts a lot of good stuff. You should follow her. She's always on top of all new food stuff, etc. at the parks. But Heather booked it, and while we were texting about it, I texted something along the lines of, wouldn't it be wild if, and then she immediately replied, me, wouldn't it be wild if, Heather, we also went to Texas to go on the Rainforest Cafe River Raft ride, and we did. I'm telling you, great minds think alike, and when you find a friend who is as Looney Tunes as you are and wants to go on a two-city trip, again, three nights, two different cities. That's a lot. Wants to go on a two-city trip just to go to this themed restaurant and then also go to another themed restaurant. It was perfect. I'm so grateful. And Kelsey joined in later once we had everything booked. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was a perfect vacation for me because, as many of you know, I would say I'm maybe struggling adjusting to life as a parent. I didn't get the memo that like the idea of free time just doesn't exist anymore. If you want free time, you either have to ask a favor or pay someone. Truly, like anything from going to the bathroom to like going out with a friend, any of it requires a lot of scheduling and a lot of dance around it. I didn't realize what my life, which as someone who openly has ADD and suffers with getting things done quickly, I didn't realize how tricky it would be to manage my time as a parent. So being able to take these 3 nights and go on a ladies' trip that was not work, it was pure fun, and should have been relaxing, but that's not how we roll. That's not how any of us roll. And we like to, I was going to say party hard, but that has a different connotation. I should mention, I don't think any alcohol was consumed on this trip. We are people who thrive on new destinations, costumed characters, and yummy little treats. That is what keeps us going for a wild girls trip. We let loose doing all that stuff. And my husband for a while now has been like, I think you just need like a day off. I think you need to maybe go to a spa. You need to relax. And I was like, no, dude. I need to go on an epic road trip plus flight travel plus endless nonsense with my friends. And that's exactly what I got to do. And it was wonderful. And now I get to tell you all about it. Because as you know, we didn't just go to Rainforest Cafe in Galveston, Texas. We didn't just go to Casa Bonita. We did so much on our journey. And let's start because it's going to take me 5 hours to explain this and I gotta get through it. So we began on a Sunday at LAX. I met up with Heather at the airport. Kelsey was flying from San Diego and we all flew into Houston. When we got there, we all realized this is like proof that our trip was going to go well and be a perfect fit is that we all showed up wearing compression socks. Ladies over 30, we need compression socks. This is a small win, but it was my first time being in like the gold member circle. It hurts. You know, when like the powerful people who are usually traveling on business have their name up on the wall. I had my name up on the wall. I had my name up on the wall. I got to walk right up to an aisle and pick a car. And it was thrilling. I'm not going to lie. It was very thrilling. That's never happened to me. I was the designated driver. Again, has a different connotation, but I was just the person who rented the cars and drove. And so our first stop, because you know I mapped this out forever and ever and ever. Our first stop was not Rainforest Cafe. No. It was a little place called Swig. Yes, there was a Swig in Texas. That was about 20 minutes out of the way of our drive, and it was worth it. I'm pretty sure I've talked about Swig on the podcast before, but Swig essentially is this Utah-based drive-through soda chain. It's basically, imagine Starbucks, but if the drinks were energy drinks and soda. You can make quote-unquote dirty sodas, which are sodas with flavored syrups and coconut cream and all these different things in them. You can do a version of that with energy drinks. You can add popping pearls. You can do a bunch of stuff. I like to get one that is Diet Dr. Pepper, raspberry, and coconut cream. That is my go-to. I also got a refresher, which is a seltzer one, which I've liked more when I've gone in Utah. I didn't like it that much this time. But we got the pretzel bites. We got the frosted sugar cookie. And if you remember, the pink frosted sugar cookie is something that is near and dear to my heart because I wrote a deeply reported story about it. I first found out about this cookie when I was driving through St. George, Utah on the way to Colorado. Some of my followers were like, on Instagram, they were like, you gotta check out this cookie. You gotta go to this place. You gotta get these pink frosted cookies, which now because of Crumble are kind of everywhere. But at the time I had never heard of them. And I ended up reporting a very reported story about it for Eater, and we won a huge magazine journalism award. I am an award-winning journalist because I wrote about a cookie, which, you know, really adds up for me. We all got different drinks. We had a great time. But the drinks were not the highlight of this drive. No. Because the next stop was my first trip to Buc-ee's. To Buc-ee's. I finally made it to Buc-ee's. And I've heard about Buc-ee's for so long. And I've actually had the Beaver Nuggets before. I'll stop myself. If you are not familiar with Buc-ee's, Buc-ee's is a regional gas station, but so much more. But so much more. I call it the Disneyland of gas stations, truly. They have a mascot. He was there when we were there. I think he shows up on weekends from what I've heard. I haven't done much research, but he was there. And it was very, very, very exciting. Now, what I was saying is that I've had these Buc-ee's Beaver Nuggets before. It's like a sweet, crunchy snack. I call it, their nuggets are basically like, what if a pirate booty? What if, like, you know, pirate booty, the little like white cheddar snacks? What if those were kind of like a little more fried, but had a sweet flavor, had different flavor profiles? That's their go-to nugget. And I've had them before because our dear friend Scott Gustin brought me a bag of them to D23 a few years ago. He whipped them out of his backpack, which also, like, carrying them across the country to D23, this man is a saint. He brought them to me and he's like, I know you love caramel popcorn, you'll probably love these. And he was right, I did love them. My husband loved them even more. We were obsessed with them, but I've never encountered a Buc-ee's in the wild. I've never been, and this was our time. I could not believe how much branded stuff there was. There was like inflatable Buc-ee's, Buc-ee's straws, Buc-ee's party supplies, Buc-ee's kids toys, Buc-ee's earrings, Buc-ee's socks, stuffed Buc-ee's, Buc-ee's car accessories, just Buc-ee's branded candy, Buc-ee's everywhere you can see. And I, of course, ended up buying so much. So much. I need you to know I left for this trip with a suitcase I had to sit on to zip it closed, and I somehow made it home with everything. I somehow made it home with so much Buc-ee's, even though my bags were completely full. Now, I met Buc-ee. I still don't understand this man. I don't know much about this Buc-ee. If you go to Buc-ee's a lot, I think Buc-ee's is just a staple. Like, you never ask questions about Mickey Mouse that often if you're just used to Mickey Mouse. I don't know his lore. Does he have a family? Does he have a spouse? I don't know. Does he like sports? What are his hobbies? I don't know much about the Buc-ee, but I love the Buc-ee. Now, this place is wild. If you've been there before, you're going to be like, yeah, this is normal to me. It's normal that there's just a deli counter, but it's all jerky. That is not normal to me. That there is a deli counter that's all jerky. It's all jerky. And you walk up and then they're like, you can sample anything you want. You can sample all the jerkies. There were probably, I don't know, 14 types of jerky. I ended up getting, I think, a half pound of the turkey and like 3/4 pounds of the honey jalapeno. I ate both within 30 hours. I don't know how I survived this trip without my body turning into one potato chip, just like all salt and nothing else. But I made it through. The jerky was so good. The turkey jerky was really good. It's really fresh. It was wonderful. Spoiler alert, we went back to a Buc-ee's. We drove very far out of the way to go back to a Buc-ee's because we needed more jerky. We needed more jerky. It was that good. I bought a ton of other stuff. I think I'm going to probably post a video of everything I bought because it was pretty ridiculous. But they give out fudge samples. They got hot nuts. They're making hot nuts. They also have these brisket sandwiches, which I didn't pay attention to on my first Buc-ee's trip. But then I posted about this on Instagram and I asked everyone like what I should get on my next trip, not knowing we were going back. And people listed so many things that I hadn't gotten that I was like, we gotta go back. We gotta go back. Everyone mentioned this brisket sandwich, which totally missed the first time. Also missed them saying like, what is it? Like, fresh meat on the board. They do this thing where they bring out meat and then they like sing a little chant. Oh, it's like a Cold Stone Creamery for meat. It was wonderful. I was like truly flying high with joy. My like dopamine levels have not regulated. Or like serotonin or whatever it is. Like I was so excited this entire time. I could not handle it. They sell so many yummies. I got, my favorite like take home things that I got. Obviously the jerky. The jerky was so good. The packaged jerky. They have a whole wall of packaged jerky. The fresh jerky was amazing. I devoured it in the car, in the hotel room, everywhere I went. There was a white cheddar Buc-ee, the Beaver Nuggets, I think, the ones that are white cheddar with habanero. Ooh, that was by far, like far and away my favorite thing. We got the Overbites, which is basically like a chocolate frog, but smaller and then filled with stuff. Like it's just a 1/4 pound of chocolate. It's delicious. We got, again, the brisket sandwich was great. They had a Dr. Pepper slushy, which I just, by the time I knew about it, we were in Colorado and it was too cold and it was a whole thing. Long story short, Buc-ee's, unbelievable. Can't believe some of you guys live somewhere with a Buc-ee's. You can just go to Buc-ee's and you can listen to this. Maybe you're at Buc-ee's right now. Oh, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. And oh, the sea salt caramel. Hold on, I'm pulling up a photo of them. The sea salted caramel Beaver Nuggets. So good. Someone else recommended me to that. I have to loop back and thank them. They were fantastic. We, on this long drive to Rainforest Cafe, I think it took us probably like 3 hours and should have been an hour long drive. We went to Bucky's, then we finally made it to our hotel, the lovely Holiday Inn in Galveston. We basically wanted to stay in a nice hotel the two nights we were in Denver. So we were like, let's stay in whatever is closest to Rainforest Cafe and cheapest. And that was this Holiday Inn, a deeply under construction Holiday Inn, not a nice Holiday Inn. I mean, it was like the people who worked there were lovely, but otherwise, and we're not going to talk much about the hotel. There was nothing to write home to, nothing to write home about. Also, it was like I've never been to Galveston before. I know it's a cruise port and there's a bunch of stuff we did in town that was so fun that I'm definitely going to talk about later. Probably here, let's be real. But I didn't realize like you're on the water, like you are on the water. I looked it up in Google Maps and was a little like, ah! Like what if there's a hurricane or something? We are like feet from the water. You are right there. I'm used to like beach, shore. No. The water was like right up to the street. It was wild to me. We were only there for one night because we were there for the Rainforest River Adventure Ride. Now, if you are not familiar with this, I'd say it was kind of popularized by that guy. Is it Eddie Burback? I think is his name. He did that viral video where we went to all the Rainforest cafes across the country. Life goals, truly. But this is something that has just been stored away in the attic of my brain for a very, very long time. Like one day, oh, I hope I make it there. And I just haven't wound up in Galveston. I haven't sailed out of there, out of that port before. I don't really spend much time in Texas. And so we made it a point to fly to Houston and then go to Rainforest Cafe to go on the ride. Now, the Rainforest Cafe experience was wonderful. It was wonderful. It wasn't that busy, which always concerns me. I need Rainforest Cafe to be a little busier because I am worried about its future. But we had a delicious spinach artichoke dip. We ordered mozzarella sticks. And usually when you order mozzarella sticks, you get like 5. I truly think we got 10. It was the right portion size. I had fajitas, which were, I'm not gonna lie, they were pretty good. And because we ended up, of course, this is how my friends and I are, we talked to the waiter for a while. I think his name was, I think his name was Todd or Dennis or something. Oh, I'm blanking. Anyway, the waiter was so kind, a theme to this trip. We talked to him for a while and we were like, hey, is it cool if we close out our check, go to ride the ride, and then come back for dessert? And they were like, absolutely. So we went to the ride. And when I tell you the anxiety I had for so long that this ride would just be closed, we'd show up and they'd be like, oh, sorry, it's broken today. Or like, oh, sorry, we closed it at 3. All of that melted away the second I got on this vehicle. Now, if you're wondering what exactly is a ride in a Rainforest Cafe, it's a ride. It's a ride at the Rainforest Cafe. I believe we paid $9 a person per ride. But when the ride attendant saw how excited we were, and again, it was a very slow night. It was right after a biker rally that was in town that ended that morning. So there was not a lot of people there, even though the photos that we got printed at Rainforest Cafe, because they come around and take photos that you can buy, says like, biker rally 2024. Like, yep, that's what our group of friends is there for. Totally. It was like pretty dead, pretty calm. So the attendant let us go on as many times as we wanted. The dream, the ride dream, to just be like, another one, and keep on going. Now this vehicle, because it is, it's a ride. Like it's not a dark ride where you're like, oh, like trotting along on a little track. Like, no, it is a water ride. The vehicle is very much a rapids vehicle. There are no seat belts, which was our first indication that this was going to be a calm journey. This is going to be going real slow. And apparently they're not worried about containment. They don't mind if people just stand up and walk out. Maybe they'll get banned from Rainforest Cafe for life. I don't know, but it is not the theme park level of you're being restricted inside a vehicle. It was basically a raft vehicle with seats. There were maybe 6 or 8 seats total. And that was it. And you just sat down and the ride went. And it was essentially a big soundstage, with a ton of animatronics, a ton of plant life. And what we'd heard from everyone in town, truly people at the hotel, people at the restaurant, was that they just updated it. And I think what they did was add a lot of projection mapping on the walls. There was some beautiful rainbow over a waterfall at one point. They added certain lighting, certain stuff. They really zhuzhed it up. And what our waiter told us was that they even updated the animatronics. Some of the animatronics, you'd only really see the head, and they built out the full bodies for them. So we really got quite a unique experience here at the Rainforest Cafe ride. Now, if your question is, do you go through the rainforest? My answer is, I really don't know. I really don't know. Because at certain points, you're like, yeah, this could be the rainforest. And then you're like, oh, there's a giraffe. And then you're like, oh, I'm in some sort of temple with a gigantic person whose eyes are glaring at me and there's fire everywhere. It's just, I don't know what the storyline is here. I'm sure there is one. It was not clear to me, even on three consecutive rides. But who cares? I just thought, let it go. We'll just enjoy it. Do these animals coexist in real life? I don't think so. Would these elements be overlapping if we truly visited the location of this ride? Probably not, but it doesn't matter because we had a rip-roaring time and it was so much fun to finally cross this off our bucket list. Truly, like, we flew here. We flew here. We could have easily been disappointed. And even though it went very slow, I was hoping it would go a little faster. It went very slow. Just us being there, there wasn't a point where we were on the ride like, oh no, this is a mistake. We loved it. We had a great time. And if you were ever in Texas, you gotta go on this ride because it's the only one. It's the only rainforest ride that exists. We went back. We had our chocolate volcano. They had sparklers in it, which Kelsey, who's like become a Rainforest Cafe pro after all of us going to these so many times lately, Kelsey was like, oh, the sparklers weren't at the other location I went at. It was either Animal Kingdom or maybe in Ontario, California when we went there. But they had sparklers. It was just wonderful. And I surprised my friends with little hats, with a little present, because I knew there wouldn't be ride merch, but I made us hats that basically said, like, I survived the Rainforest Cafe River Ride in Galveston, Texas. And I basically haven't taken it off since because I love it. I love it so much. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. We spent a lot of time in the store, obviously, and I actually ended up finding this denim shirt. It was part of what seemed to be an anniversary reissue item. Like, I think they reissued, like, old Rainforest Cafe merch. It's a denim shirt with like, a Rainforest Cafe emblem sewn in. And one of my friends was, with my hat on, was like, you look like Steven Spielberg, which is the highest compliment you can get for your style. If you don't follow Director Fitz on Instagram, you should. And if you do, you know what I'm talking about. So I immediately bought it. It delightfully, question mark, smells like the ride, which, you know, I love that. But I don't know if being out in society, if having stale water ride smell, again, one of the great smells, like that Pirates of the Caribbean smell, sumptuous. But I don't know if, like, interacting with people at, like, a hip LA coffee shop, I don't know if they'll just think I don't do my laundry. So I washed it. I haven't put it away yet. It's still in the dryer. I'm very excited for it. It is a look. It is a real 90s look, and I am obsessed with it. We went to bed, and the next day, again, a travel day. This was an aggressive, then we were at a fast clip on this trip. It was quite aggressive. We woke up, we met up, and I found this place. There was an eater guide to, like, the Galveston area. I found this place called the Sunflower Bakery and Cafe. Remember how about 5 minutes ago I said I didn't know if I'd tell you everything I did in Galveston? Who was I fooling? We went here, we had breakfast. They had biscuits with strawberry butter. Fantastic. We had a nice little meal. And then we kind of walked around the, like, Galveston waterfront area. We didn't really know what to expect because I thought it was just going to be a bunch of tchotchke shops and, like, touristy stuff, but not the type of touristy stuff we like. Touristy stuff, like, I don't know. There's a difference between whimsical touristy that I love and touristy, which I don't like. But our waiter at the Rainforest Cafe told us to go to Le Kings, basically spelled like LA Kings. And we were like, okay. And he was like, you guys are going to like it. You should go there. It's been open forever. They pull taffy in front of you. And again, candy stores in touristy areas can be hit or miss because sometimes it feels like they just ordered bulk candy on Amazon and they dump it into a tub and there's really no magic there. But let me tell you, Le Kings brought the magic. They opened at 11. We, of course, got there at 11:03. And when we walked in, they were doing a taffy pulling demonstration. And I realized I haven't appreciated taffy the way I need to because this gentleman pulling taffy was doing a true laborer's job. It looked so difficult. The artistry was phenomenal. And the best part was he's using this old taffy machine. Like, truly, I don't know if this is, like, allowed to be used. It was, like, old machinery. Like, pulling the taffy, adding the color in, and then using this thing that looked like a hammock for taffy to, like, slap it down and then get it to spurt out and wrap. I didn't know this old, and when I say old, I'm talking, like, old, should be in the Smithsonian, old machine that would spit out the taffy and then would immediately wrap it and twist it. I didn't realize that it was, like, it wasn't hand wrapped. It's like, boom, boom, boom. This old machine does it. Incredible. People are geniuses who invent this stuff. But anyway, this dude who was putting on a taffy show threw pieces of taffy into the crowd. Just threw him into the crowd. I got to eat a warm piece of taffy. It was so delicious. And the thing is, the reason I know it was delicious was because it was grape. I would never opt for grape. And yet it was warm. It was soft. It's like what you wanted out of saltwater taffy. It was so good. It was so good. But we actually weren't just there for taffy. They had a ton of candy, a ton of chocolate, like real old school candy shop. But they also had homemade ice cream. And I guess the lore of their ice cream is that it was this brand called Purity. That's how old you know it is. The brand was called Purity. And it was like they took it over and they now sell Purity ice cream. I don't care what the backstory is. This might have been the best ice cream I've ever had in my life. And I don't say that. Not disparagingly is not the word. I say that wholeheartedly. This may have been the best ice cream I have ever had. I had amaretto almond, which sounds kind of redundant, but it was like almond flavored and then had chunks of almond in it. Remember, I just had breakfast. It was morning. I'm like tired. We're like just got off a plane or about to go on another plane. I was eating this ice cream like I need the whole cone, even though it's breakfast time, but I need the cone. It was so good. If you were ever in Galveston, go here, get ice cream, try to see the taffy. It was fantastic. It was, I can't talk, I'm going to be talking about this ice cream way too much if I keep talking about it, but it was so good. It was so, so very good. So we had about, like, at this point, we're walking around, we got our ice cream, we got our breakfast, we got a bag of taffy, like, we're good to go. A normal person would go to the airport, but we are not normal. We decided to add one little adventure into our travel day, and that was Space Center Houston. We had driven by on the way there, and we're like, would have been cool, never mind. But when a little time gap opened up and my girl Kelsey, who I guess is like low-key very into space, was like, why don't we go? Why don't we go to Space Center Houston? She bought the tickets on her phone. We all drove there and we wound up going to the Space Center Houston for like an hour and a half. Now, you're supposed to plan stuff like this in advance because there are certain tram tours that you have to get tickets for at certain times where you can actually drive through the Space Center. We were not able to do that. We did not have enough time. We didn't get there in time, which is totally fine. A little Space Center is better than none, and we were able to see a bunch of stuff. Now, what I'm going to tell you is that first things first, this place, extreme Epcot vibes. Second thing, I don't like space. I don't like space. I'm happy here on the ground. I don't like ocean. I don't know what's going on in there. Too deep. Too many creatures you don't see. Like, my only exposure to the ocean is like truly the most recent Avatar film. I don't like ocean. And then I don't like space. I don't know what's going on up there. I have no need to be up there. I'm going to let them be up there and let me be down here. I don't need to coexist with space. But this basically was like a testament to the majesty of space travel and exactly why I will never do it. Photos of astronauts just like sleeping in a little sleeping bag attached to the wall. Just like all of the things they have to do in these little ships, all of the drawers, all of the protocol. It's too much for me. It is amazing. And I think anybody who does that is a phenomenal person who is willing to do that. It ain't me. I don't even like being an exhibit. I didn't even like being in, there was like a little, like a shuttle on top of an airplane that you could walk through. I didn't even like being in the airplane. I was like, it's not for me. It's too much. It's too much for my tiny pea brain to process that people can just go to space. It's fascinating, which is why people love it, but not for me. But the reason we're talking about Space Center Houston is because they had one of the best gift shops we have ever seen. They had patches from all the different missions. They had a bunch of Snoopy stuff, like Snoopy mugs, Snoopy band-aids. They were all space themed. They had this truly very cool polo shirt that had Snoopy on it and had said Johnson Space Center. It basically looked like cosmic bowling background. It was like $90, so I didn't buy it, but it was so cool. They had these cool like NASA jackets, NASA sweatshirts. Like if you're into space, if you know someone into space, go to the Space Center Houston website and buy all of your holiday gifts for them. There was so much space stuff. We had a great time. And then because we're us, we had an extra, I don't know, like 8 minutes. So we drove across the street to go to the McDonald's because they had a gigantic astronaut holding McDonald's fries. How are you not going to take a photo of that? Oh, I love friends who are interested in roadside attractions. We went over there. We did that. It was so windy that the fries blew away that we had. So we didn't get any fries. And then we headed to the airport. There's not much fun happening at the airport. You know, drop off a rental car, get through, get some food. I got a baked potato at Wendy's, which was delicious. And then we all boarded a plane. We flew Southwest, which Heather and I haven't really done that much because I think she's a Delta person. I'm a whatever's cheapest person. And Southwest just tends to not fly where I'm going. Anyway, we flew Southwest. That boarding situation, very overwhelming. I've only done it once, I think, but it was pretty overwhelming. It was pretty stressful. The three of us got seats together, thankfully, which was nice. I'm glad they're changing that boarding thing. I mean, I take it back. People love Southwest. I don't want to get in trouble. But that was like an event to us. That was a fun event. And then we landed in Denver, and that's where the real fun begins. Stick around. We are going to get into Casa Bonita and all the other shenanigans we got into in Denver, Colorado, right after this break. Tis the season to swap your wardrobe from breezy linen faves to cozy cashmere sweaters. Or if you're anything like me, from tank tops and bike shorts to sweaters and bike shorts. Because yes, we're talking about Quince and how extremely good their athleisure is. Leggings for cold days and layering. Shorts if you live in a freaky climate like I do and experience four seasons within one day. But no matter what you need, from cozy cropped cardigans to the chicest luxury dresses to work-ready outfits and pants and so much more, Quince has you covered. I recently bought a few new things from Quince, and yes, I got more bike shorts. I'm sorry, it's my uniform. They're just so good. But I got new colors, which is, that's growth. That's growth. But also the way I see it, when you find something you love, you gotta stock up on it, which is actually possible with Quince's incredible prices. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, yet their quality is unmatched. Beautiful leather jackets, cotton cardigans, soft denim, and so much more. By partnering directly with top factories using safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, Quince delivers high-quality items you'll live in year after year at a price that feels as great as their materials. Get cozy in Quince's high-quality wardrobe essentials. Go to quince.com/amusing for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That means you can live through all of the seasons of the year before deciding something and still return it? That's incredible. That's quince.com/amusing to get free shipping and, yeah, 365-day returns. quince.com/amusing. Spark something uncommon this holiday with the perfect gift from Uncommon Goods. Because here, shopping for your loved ones is also fun for you. Really, what's better than turning a chore into a privilege? And no store is more fun to browse, explore, and shop on than uncommongoods.com. I went to Uncommon Goods looking around for a little gift for Pearl, and boy did I find it, this precious animal matching memory card game that is extremely unique. But I don't know what happened while I was there. My hand just led me to the food section, and I also came home with a homemade pretzel and beer cheese kit, allowing me to get my necessary shopping done and also find a little something for me and my husband, because he's about to eat some warm cinnamon sugar dusted fresh homemade pretzels. See, with Uncommon Goods, everybody wins this holiday season. And that's what they're all about. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest find for the trickiest person on your shopping list, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Shopping with Uncommon Goods is less stress and more fun. It's how holiday shopping should be. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere, and I recommend them as your first and honestly, probably last stop this shopping season. To get 15% off your next gift, that is such a good discount. Oh my gosh, I'm definitely going to have to use it again on myself. Go to uncommongoods.com/amusing. That's uncommongoods.com/amusing for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommongoods.com/amusing for 15% off. And Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Let's talk HelloFresh. Now, if you've never considered yourself a meal kit person, I'm gonna paint you a picture. Like so many of you, I'm busy, I'm a little disorganized, and I may or may not be eating handfuls of crackers as a meal. But imagine a box shows up on your doorstep like it did for me last week with everything you need to make fresh, healthy meals for you and your household. No running out because you forgot a lemon or don't have garlic, no! It's all right there. Everything you need and nothing more. Easy, customizable recipes mean each meal is just the way you like it. There are always options available to trade or upgrade proteins or swap out side dishes. And whether you're craving hearty comfort food, trying to please picky eaters, young or old, or looking for a specific kind of meal plan, HelloFresh has all those options and more available on a rotating menu of 50 recipes to choose from each and every week. By the way, my favorite meal this week was chicken thyme with zucchini couscous. So fresh, so good, and much better than the slop I'm putting together with whatever's left in the fridge. Because sometimes you run out of produce and it takes you a long, long time to get it. But now with HelloFresh, magically appears on your doorstep. HelloFresh is truly out here saving me and guaranteeing that I get nutrients in my body. They do the recipe planning, the grocery shopping, and so much of the prep work. It's heaven! And now it's even better because you can get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/freeamusing. Applied across 7 boxes, new subscribers only, and varies by plan. That's 10 free HelloFresh meals. Just go to HelloFresh.com/freeamusing. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Now, we are in Denver, Colorado, and usually when someone, you know, wakes up in Texas, spends the day in Texas, does a little too much in Texas, goes to the airport, returns a car, does all the security stuff, gets on an airplane, flies to a new city, takes a shuttle to get a rental car, and drives to the hotel, typically they would crash for the night. They would stay in. But no, not me with a little glimpse of freedom, just a little taste of endless free time. I didn't use it to relax. No, no, no. I used it to, as we checked into the hotel, look up tickets to the Denver Nuggets game we drove past on the way in. The game started at 8. It was about 8:07 possibly, and I found tickets in the nosebleeds for $7 a piece. We checked into our hotel, which I'll get into the hotel in a second because it was perfect. Checked into our hotel, dumped our bags, they offered to give us a ride, went to the game, stayed for a half an hour, took a ride back, and then made it in time to the restaurant to use our room credit on dinner. It was a perfect evening for me, someone who loves to do too much. And to be with people who also love to do too much was absolutely thrilling. And we ended up staying at the Four Seasons Denver, which is going to sound very like, ooh, la la. But here's the thing. I needed some sort of like really good night of sleep while I was away. Typically when I travel, I'm going on a Disney cruise. I am with Pearl. Or if I'm alone, I'm in Disney World for like a second while I'm working. Y'all know I don't love a Disney World hotel bed. I need a nice hotel bed. And so this was really my two-night shot at actually sleeping in. Well, actually, it was a one-night shot because the next day we had to go to the airport. So I was like, I need a nice hotel because I need somewhere nice. We're gonna save money on the first night. We're not gonna sleep in because we're gonna wake up and do stuff. Like, this is my place I'm gonna sleep in. And it was a perfect choice. Now, mind you, I'm about to say a lot of great things about Four Seasons, and you can say a lot of great things about a luxury hotel, but I genuinely think Four Seasons is possibly one of the best brands out there, if not the best. Because the service, the accommodations, everything, every single person we encountered, every single thing we ate was exceptional. It was just wonderful through and through. And the price of my room during this stay was the same as staying at Disney's Coronado Springs. And that hurts. That hurts. And I'm talking like at busy time, not busy time, but tower room. At a busy time, a room all the way in the back. That's basically how much this hotel cost, and it was worth every penny and more. And while I'm not about to pivot into being a points person, because I don't do that. My husband's a points person. I strongly believe each household needs one points person. You don't need two. As long as someone under your roof who pays the same bills knows what they're doing, that's all you need. That's my husband. But somebody needs to be a points person. Because we booked this with his, we used some Amex with him. Heather used an Amex and Kelsey used some Chase credit card. Anyway, it was one of those things where like, you have hotel benefits. We got free breakfast. The breakfast was exceptional, which means I got free coffee every day. There's a lot I do for a free coffee, and this was fantastic to just have it automatically. We got $100 room credit, so I used that on my dinner. I had a lovely meal. It was just so fun, so nice, and just really nice to be able to have a pocket of relaxation within a beautifully chaotic trip. Now we get there. We get these tickets to the Nuggets game. We go, we have so much fun. We wake up the next morning and we're like, what should we do today? I don't know. Should we take it easy? Absolutely not. We get in the car and we drive about 40 minutes to right outside of Boulder, Colorado, because our genius friend Heather remembered that the Celestial Seasonings Tea Factory offers tea tours. Yeah, we fully were like, all the sights of Denver? That would be cool. But no, we're gonna go see tea bags be made. And it sounds a little trite. It sounds a little not fun. But when I tell you, from the moment you walk in Celestial Seasonings and you see a full-size replica of the Sleepy Time Bear, you know you are in for a good time. And while I was excited for the tea tour, I don't always love some tours because I don't believe that they're actually going to show you how things are really made. It always feels like they're going to show you a fake museum-y version. Not here. But anyway, the reason I was excited about it, because again, I had qualms about that, was that before your tour, you can just taste any tea you want. Any tea you want. They have a laminated sheet out. They have, let me see some of those. They had cold brew tea, holiday tea, tea well, herbal tea, wellness tea, black tea, green tea, rooibos, that's how you say it. All these different teas. I've never, you know, I would never commit to a box of holiday tea if I don't know what it tastes like. And I tried all of them and it was so much fun. It's really like converted me into a tea person. I'm literally drinking tea right now. Like I'm now a tea person after this tea tour because I just appreciate how much work goes into all these little packets. So much work goes into what's inside those packets. One of my favorites I tried was, was it gingerbread spice or nutcracker sweet? I think it was gingerbread spice or sweet harvest pumpkin. Oh no, I should have written it down. But the most interesting one I tried was, where is the name? It had a goofy name. Roast Aroma. So this herbal tea, Roast Aroma, tastes like coffee. And apparently it's very polarizing. Some people love it. Some people hate it. But there's also this tea, Fast Lane, which has as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, which I tried and I liked, but I'm sticking with coffee. I love coffee. But either way, I went here knowing nothing about Celestial Seasonings besides that they're Sleepy Time tea. You know, like this, like, you know, the bear, you know, the Sleepy Bear, the Sleepy Time Bear that's on the tea. You know what I'm talking about. Look up Sleepy Time Bear and you'll be like, oh, that's the bear. I went for the bear. I needed to know more about the bear in his house. And it was really, really cool because I didn't know that Celestial Seasonings was started by just a bunch of hippies in Denver who were like, let's turn these plants into something that'll make our bodies better. And that's what they did. They apparently like pioneered herbal tea in America, which is shocking. And I love that they're still in the same place that they started. That feels so rare these days. I genuinely thought this was going to be like, it's a tour, but it was just a warehouse and everything is made overseas. No, they make everything there. And we got to see all of the packaging being done. We got to walk past all of the ingredients being mixed up. It was really cool. And just, I was shocked at how fresh the ingredients are. There's a mint room where they like open a door and you can just smell all the fresh, it was spearmint and peppermint. It smelled so good. And this was just ingredients in big 20-pound bags. And we could still smell how fresh they were. They make everything there. Something that was very cool that I did not expect was that, and also if you don't like tea, I hope this isn't boring to you, but I was amazed the whole time. I'm not even a tea drinker and I was like obsessed with it. When they get orders, that's when they are like, put peppermint on the line. They don't just have a bunch of stock sitting around. I didn't think that the bagged dried tea that I bought at a grocery store was going to be that fresh. But because of that, I'm a Celestial Seasonings fan for life. I'm a fan for life. Afterwards, that's when we went back to Buc-ee's. We drove quite far to go to Buc-ee's. It opened a few months ago in Colorado. I don't remember where in Colorado it was, actually. To be completely honest with you, I was so hungry by the time we got there that I don't even think I took a photo or video. I ate. We were going to lunch after, so I ate the insides of a brisket sandwich, which again, were fantastic. And something I didn't realize about Buc-ee's on my first visit was that they have all the snacks. They have like every variety of combos, every variety of Cheez-Its. I wish that any road trip I took had one of these. I wish they had these here. I wish they had these here. They were so, oh, there were so many things that I'd never seen before that were just like any Chex Mix you want, they got it. It was wonderful. We had lunch plans, as I mentioned, and our friend Kelsey had never been to Cracker Barrel, and it just seemed like we had to lob it in. Again, I hadn't been to Cracker Barrel in years. This isn't a place that is near me that when I go on road trips, I don't often see them at the time that I'm hungry. I'm usually doing more like drive-through fast food. Cracker Barrel, better than I remembered. Heather said she only goes for breakfast usually because she goes a lot. But we went and you were able to order a single piece of chicken, something the Plaza Inn won't even let you do. They got chicken tenders. We got a bunch of sides. And I gotta say, I thought Cracker Barrel was like a Panera, like an Olive Garden. I didn't think that their food was going to be as freshly homemade as it was. And not a knock on Olive Garden. I went there recently. They got a banging salad. But the chicken, like, when I tell you they ordered chicken tenders, the chicken tenders did not look uniform. It looked like truly a member of your family was back there cooking it up, which some people would say that's a bad thing. I say it's an incredible thing. That means you knew it was made there. One of the waiters said that they were making the soup of the day and back. It was like chicken noodle. It smelled amazing. She's like, oh, I can't wait to get that. It was a really, really great experience. We bopped around the store. We explored all the different things they have because they have a huge store at Cracker Barrel. And then we actually rested. I will say, we rested for 2 hours. A rarity for us, but also a rarity for me because we had 2 hours in our room to chill out. Again, this was election day, but nothing was really happening yet. We chilled out. I learned that the spa closed at 6 p.m. and we had access to it. We had access to like the whirlpool and the steam room and stuff. And I looked at my watch and it was 5:42. But you know what I did? I slapped on a bathing suit and I went to that whirlpool and it was fun. It was fun. It was nice to be able to just like dip in a pool for a few minutes and then get out because their outdoor pool seemed lovely, but it was cold out. So we rested. We kind of like got our spirits back up because we were a little tired. It's been a lot of travel. It was a lot of driving. And then it was time for Casa Bonita. And when I tell you, we were so excited to go and so stressed because we knew so much about it, but we didn't know like the flow of it. Because once you wait in line to get in, you have to have a reservation. Once you get in, they see you at your table and you eat and then you explore. We had a late reservation, which I will talk about in a minute. We had a late reservation. So we were like, when will things end? What will we see first? What do we do once we eat? How long does it take us to eat? We were pretty anxious about it. But we got there early, which I recommend getting there early. And Heather bought, I can't really talk about the purchasing process because Heather did that all when I was on the cruise. But I know that Heather told me when she was in the online waiting room to get a Casa Bonita reservation, there were 15,000 people in line. Founding members get priority access to reservations, which is why I think it was so slammed when we booked, since we, like so many others, have been on the mailing list for an eternity. But I went on the website a few minutes ago before recording this, and there were plenty of reservations. Not ideal days, not ideal times, and just standard level dining, but if you wanted to nab a reservation right now and plan a trip, you could. Most of the availability at the moment is for January. And if you wanted to go at a different time or a different month in the future, sign up for the mailing list and make sure that you get access. Now, the pricing is actually surprisingly low. Kids under 3 are free, and lunch is $29.99 for an adult and $19.99 for a kid. Dinner is $39.99 for an adult and $24.99 for a kid. We, again, did VIP or premium dining, which guarantees your table will be near the cliffs and have a view of the divers who perform throughout the day and night. Real divers. Real divers. You're just going to hear me squeal about divers for the next 15 minutes. I can't help it. It's wild. That VIP, like, cliffside dining was $44.99 per person, regardless of which meal you're at or your age. And what's wild about Casa Bonita is that this includes so much more than just food. Watching cliff divers, live musicians, walk around characters, performers taking the atmosphere, doing all the silly little game features and the hideaways throughout. Apparently even balloon art and face painting are included. It's pretty phenomenal for that price when you look at a theme park price and just see how much you can get at this place. There are some kind of pay-per-game interactive areas that cost a few bucks here and there. I'll get to my experience with that shortly. But I found it to be an extremely affordable situation. However, there is no entertainment schedule online, which made it really tricky for us to plan, in my opinion. Now, on the website, they say all of their entertainment is offered regularly during our operating hours. No matter what time you visit, you will be able to experience all that Casa Bonita has to offer. Just ask a member of the team for our showtimes. But as you'll soon hear, that's not entirely true. And it was we had to verbally go up to people and say, what time is XYZ? What time is this? What time is this? To figure out when exactly we had to be places. And I still couldn't gauge, even on our one visit, how early you need to show up. If it's during the day or earlier in the night and things are busier and there's more kids around, I really don't know what that looks like. And I wish I could tell you, but I'm just going to have to go back to learn. Oh, in case I forget, speaking of kids, strollers are supposedly not allowed in. Just keep that in mind. It's on their website. That's the policy. Just FYI. Now, when we booked the VIP or premium dining package, which was available because we booked right when November reservations opened up, we got assigned a table that was by the divers because there's indoor divers in a waterfall. We got assigned a table there. We were so excited about all of it. But it was an 8:30 reservation. We probably got there 8:15-ish, and we really didn't enter until a few minutes after 8:30. Because we had those VIP seats, we were in a shorter line, but the lines were moving. It just definitely took a minute. It was definitely moving slower than something like theme park security or like scanning into the park, but security is a crapshoot. I'd say a slow day at security is moving about that pace. The building is as pink and as beautiful as you can imagine. And if you don't know about Casa Bonita, if you haven't seen the documentary, to give you some context, it is just a pink behemoth, a real weenie in theme park terms, in the middle of a random strip mall. You would never believe, I thought it was a standalone building before the documentary. No, it is fully in a strip mall. There is this huge fountain out front, this fountain that is like just a key to the whole look of it. And once you walk in, okay, this is the best way I can explain Casa Bonita to anyone who hasn't been. Once you walk in, imagine the Mexico Pavilion, but the size of a department store. Imagine walking in and you don't just see the whole pavilion. You feel like you're there, but it's just endless, 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 endless. And I'm talking endless. We did not see the whole place. We maybe saw half. I don't even know what we didn't see. And every area is propped out and detailed and themed. If you like Epcot, you have to go here. It was amazing. And I can't really speak to the authenticity because, again, this episode, in case you haven't deduced at this point, this is more of just a gab sesh. This is just us chatting. I did not research. This was a vacation. This was not work. And while I could give you a full reported detail about the thematic details of Casa Bonita and the time frame it's in, that was not the point of this trip. The point of this trip is to roll up just off the street and enjoy the heck out of it. And that's exactly what we did. I also didn't want to do much research because I wanted to go in not knowing anything. I knew a little about the history from the documentary. I knew the visuals. I knew what the inside looked like. But really all I knew before that was that there were divers and the divers were there and they were spectacular. So Casa Bonita has changed recently, even since they reopened in very recent memory. Before, you would walk through kind of a cafeteria style line, get your food, and then be seated at a table. Now, according to our waiter, it is all table service. That changed over really recently. And while you will need to go through the rigmarole of getting a reservation, it really wasn't that expensive. You get free chips and salsa, like freshly made chips, delicious salsa on the table. We got queso and guacamole. We all ended up ordering enchiladas. And while the food at Old Casa Bonita was known for being, I think, a hot pile of garbage, that's kind of how everyone describes it, the food here was pretty good. It was pretty good. It wasn't the best Mexican food I've ever had, but it was pretty good for an operation of this size. I was pleasantly surprised. I ate my meal. I liked it. We also got frozen drinks. I got a frozen cherry Coke, which was so fun. And we watched the divers while we ate, and they were so cool. The diving show happened every 20 minutes on the hour. So we ended up seeing, I think, four. We were kind of sitting there for a while now that I think about it. Maybe we only saw three diving shows. Anyway, we saw a couple of them, and they're choreographed. They're choreographed little diving moments where a couple divers come out, they do a little thing, and then sometimes they'll dive together, sometimes they'll dive individually, and you are literally sitting next to them. We were over a ledge, and they were diving into this beautiful pool, And then sometimes they climb up on the rocks and dive again. Anytime there is indoor water in a restaurant, I am jazzed. If that's not the theme of this trip, I don't know what is. Water plus restaurant. Rainforest Cafe River Ride. This, it's just, I love it. I love it so much. And this was an exemplary version of that experience. It was so fun. It was so fun to sit there. It was so fun to see the divers. I don't even have words for it. And I didn't prepare like a bunch of details. I just need you to know. It was a highlight of my life. And then we got the sopapillas. And the sopapillas were great. That was probably the best bite of food we had. Pro tip, if you get sopapillas, make sure to dunk your sopapilla in the honey liquid that is in the bottom of the container. It was pretty dark in there, so we couldn't see that. And once we did that, we felt regret because we were already full at that point and couldn't have more bites like that. But the food itself, if you hear it's bad, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. You will be absolutely fine. I also have to give a shout out to Catherine, who is a follower, who listens to this, who I ran into at Casa Bonita. Catherine came up to the table and said hi. We got to hang out. We got to chat. It was lovely. It was so nice meeting you. Thank you so much for saying hi. But weirdly, Catherine wasn't the only person that I knew in the building that night. So if you watch South Park, I don't watch too much South Park. So again, I don't have much context for this. But there is a character called Man Bear Pig who is fully walking around the restaurant. And our table was near the water, but also near this lovely live band. There was so much live music, which was, oh, there's like multiple areas of live music throughout. Again, like the theme park elements here are just too good. So we were over there. We see Man Bear Pig. I do a little do-si-do with Man Bear Pig, this like full character. Why not? It's a good time. And then Man Bear Pig, again, imagine like a full size, like a 6-foot gorilla. That is the best way to picture this. This big old gorilla with his little gorilla hands points at me and he makes a shape with his hands that is the letter C. And I was like, it felt like, you know when people go like record scratch? That was what was happening in my brain. Like I got tunnel vision. The whole venue went dark. And I was like, did Man Bear Pig just sign the first letter of my name at me? Is Man Bear Pig a friend of mine? And I don't want to spoil any of the magic, but long story short, Man Bear Pig and I definitely are friends. Man Bear Pig once upon a time lived in LA and we were friendly and just shared similar interests. And now Man Bear Pig was there. It took me a minute to figure it out, but let's just say Man Bear Pig had a history working somewhere that I frequent often in LA, which features marionettes. And that's all I'll say. It was an absolute surprise. Did not expect that at all. But kind of made the highlight of the night for me even that much better, because the one entertainment that I wanted to see, we're talking entertainment, there's walk around characters, there's a story, there's an illusionist who we did see, which I'll get to in a second. There was so much going on, but the puppet show was really, really, really what I wanted to see. And we like made it to the second to last showing. And I thought it was going to be in a puppet theater. No, it is in like an open space with a bunch of other stuff. And you just kind of sit into these carved out seats. You're crammed into a little bench. It is cozy. It is fun. They save the front for kids, which I love. I love how kid friendly this place is. I saw infants. I saw babies. I saw kids that like could definitely not eat solids yet having a great time at this venue. So do not be afraid to bring your whole family here. The puppet show was amazing. You can't record it, which I completely understand. It is hosted by a snazzily dressed taco who made an incredible divorce joke at the beginning, by the way. But all the participants in the puppet show are the old food from the restaurant before. Like they're unemployed and this is like their way to have a job still. It's very, very funny. It's very meta. And just having all the old bad food repurposed in the little sketches is so ridiculous. And I don't want to spoil anything, but let me just say this. It is the most Country Bears-esque thing I've ever seen off Disney World soil. I'll tell you that. If you've seen Country Bears, there are references in here to it, and it's real good. I loved it. I laughed a lot at it. People weren't laughing as much as I was, but I thought it was really great. And there was just so many things to explore and see. So after the puppet show, we were like, oh, we got to see the illusionist. Sorcerer. We went, the illusionist was not, I didn't like the show. It was a little tongue in cheek. There wasn't really actual magic happening. It was just kind of silly, goofy. I have a reverence for magic. There was even someone in a random corner doing card tricks. One of the best things about this place is that there's just pockets everywhere. Like, you turn a corner, there was someone playing guitar in a balcony. You turn another corner, there was this gentleman doing card tricks with three people behind a curtain. Like, there's just little things everywhere. And I kind of hoped for more magic out of the illusion show. I think that a lot of people probably like it. It's silly, it's goofy, it's fun. But it, for me, it wasn't my favorite. Now, here's where the shock of the night came. The highlight was definitely the divers and the puppet show. The shock was that when we walked out of this illusionist, we didn't realize that things were shutting down. We had an 8:30 reservation. Again, we didn't have a lot of choice. We like got a reservation, nabbed it, and were so thrilled to have it. But we didn't know that the venue closed at 11. And that means things start wrapping up at 10:30. So by the time we ate our dinner, we saw the puppet show, we saw the illusionist, things were closed. Like, I wanted to do, there's a thing in the documentary where it's like a parrot. It's a fortune telling parrot you can talk to and get a printout of your fortune. That uses like a kind of like an arcade card that you load money onto and then tap. It was so late that the arcade card machine was closed. So I never was able to buy one to use it on that on the way out. We barely made it to the interior gift shop, which closed while we were in it. They pulled down the things and they're like, you're fine, you can stay. We kind of missed a lot of stuff, a lot of atmosphere. I was like, maybe I'll go get a drink at a bar. Everything was closed. Everything. So the thing I want to stress to you is that if you go, try to go earlier than 8:30. I definitely feel like we had an unbelievable time. We had a fantastic experience, but there's so much more that we wanted to explore, so many stones we wanted to unturn that I really do wish we had time for. Now, because I inadvertently knew someone who worked there, we were able to do a couple extra things. Like, that's kind of why we were able to get in the store. We were able to go through this walkthrough experience that's kind of like a creepy cave, which was fun. And what's wild about Casa Bonita is that this includes so much more than just food. Watching cliff divers, live musicians, walk around characters, performers, taking the atmosphere, doing all the silly little game features and the hideaways throughout. Apparently, even balloon art and face painting are included. It's pretty phenomenal for that price when you look at a theme park price and just see how much you can get at this place. There are some kind of pay-per-game interactive areas that cost a few bucks here and there. I'll get to my experience with that shortly, but I found it to be an extremely affordable situation. However, there is no entertainment schedule online, which made it really tricky for us to plan, in my opinion. Now, on the website, they say all of their entertainment is offered regularly during our operating hours. No matter what time you visit, you will be able to experience all that Casa Bonita has to offer. Just ask a member of the team for our show times. But as you'll soon hear, that's not entirely true. And it was we had to verbally go up to people and say, what time is XYZ? What time is this? What time is this? To figure out when exactly we had to be places. And I still couldn't gauge, even on our one visit, how early you need to show up. If it's during the day or earlier in the night and things are busier and there's more kids around, I really don't know what that looks like. And I wish I could tell you, but I'm just going to have to go back to learn. Oh, in case I forget, speaking of kids, strollers are supposedly not allowed in. Just keep that in mind. It's on their website. That's the policy. Just FYI. Now, when we booked the VIP or premium dining package, which was available because we booked right when November reservations opened up, there were definitely balloon artists we didn't get to see, stuff like that, but we did get to see the cliff divers. We did get to see the puppet show. That was the goal, and it was so much fun. I highly recommend it. Again, there's a volcano that I didn't get to see. We heard it erupt. There's just so much. It is endless. It is endless, 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 endless. But my tips for you, if you try to get a reservation, one, if you are at all interested in this, sign up for the email list. That is the way to get a reservation. You cannot walk up here. It's not like Resy. It's not like, ooh, 30 days before, I'll try to get one. Like, oh, we booked a trip. Let's try to get a reservation. No, you kind of got to plan around it. It's tricky. It's tricky. Sign up for the waitlist. The second thing I'll say, try to get an earlier reservation. Now, the benefit for us was that being there before closing, it was much emptier. It was easier to get into stuff. And I do think that would be a challenge otherwise. But if you can get something, even like 7:38 would have been absolutely perfect. And three, try to book the VIP seating if you can. I don't know what we paid for that, but our bill was about $70 a person. And between Sopapillas, the $45 dinner, a drink, and any like tax and tip. That was before tip. That wasn't so bad. That was pretty affordable, especially when you compare it to a theme park and how much you get just for coming here, how much entertainment you get on top of that. Once you add that in, it is absolutely affordable because you do so much. It is a day's worth of fun, without a doubt. I had the best time. If you have any Casa Bonita tips or experiences or you went in your childhood and you want to share, please call the Churros hotline. Again, this is just a little chat, a little recap of my trip. I'm not fully reporting on Casa Bonita, so I don't have all the details. And if you have any, I would love to share them. Thank you so much for listening. I will be posting videos online. Again, being able to sit and eat some chips and guac and watch people dive off rocks into water, indoor water, is absolute heaven to me, and I think it will be for you too, so I highly recommend it. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to any Denverites ringing the Churros hotline. And yeah, go to Casa Bonita. It's incredible. We are just a few weeks away from the end of the year, which means now is the time to start thinking about your 2025 travel. It is right around the corner, and there's no one better to help book your trip with ease than my friends over at MEI Travel. Because when you work with one of their travel experts, they will help make sure that you get the most out of your trip, ensuring you do more and save more money. They'll help you get those $50 kids tickets at Disneyland, maximize hotel discounts at Disneyland and Disney World, and oh yeah, they'll even help you plan for a little thing called Epic Universe, a brand new theme park filled with rides and shows and entertainment and never-before-seen everything, which opens in May. And best of all, they're going to do all of that for free. Yes, for free. MEI Travel is even so full of travel planning pros that they operate specialty divisions, the Disney earmarked and very official Mouse Fan Travel and Universal Fan Travel, both full of helpful vacation planners who know everything about visiting these parks. So don't delay. If you want to start taking a look at your next Disney or Universal vacation, save money, and work with an expert travel agent who will help you plan when to go, where to stay, and what to do in 2025 without costing you a penny, reach out now. Head to mousefantravel.com/amusing for all your Disney needs. Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and of course, getting those sweet deals on Disney trips, like saving up to $200 per night with a room and ticket package, and up to 25% off hotel rooms on nights through April at Walt Disney World. And if it's an Epic Universe vacation you're after, head to universalfantravel.com/amusing to get a free quote about visiting the biggest new theme park to land in Orlando in 25 years. 25 years! This is historic! You gotta be there! And Universal Fan Travel can make it happen. Once again, that's mousefantravel.com/amusing for all of your Disney needs and universalfantravel.com/amusing to get bragging rights that you made it to Epic Universe and its opening season. Happy planning!
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Long time, first time calling about the egregious omission of the chocolate covered peanut butter squares in the candy refrigerators on Main Street and throughout the park. Absolutely delicious. One of my must haves. Crunch, crunch.
When I tell you, I knew this was gonna happen. I knew this was gonna happen. So I was going to include it. But the one, I haven't had these in years. And the one that I'm used to having is the s'mores version. And basically, long story short, I was going to include the s'mores one, but I really couldn't remember if it was still at the park. And my perspective was, you know, if I haven't sought this out in the past, like, 2-3 years to get it myself, why would I include it? I'll just, you know, if it ends up in the next guide update, because I get it since then and I love it, fine. But this is a different version. This is the chocolate peanut butter version that is available in the sweet shops. And so after seeing your call, I was like, ooh, they got me, ooh. So I went back to the park and I got one of these. And I have to tell you, I didn't love it. I didn't love it, but here's the thing. I got it. And I actually took a video, which is like too embarrassing to post. I ate it and was like, ooh, that's good. And then I started chewing and was like, wait, no, I don't like this. I think personally, so it is good. I will say it's good. I personally think that the peanut butter to chocolate ratio, it's too peanut buttery. And because it's not, it's like a dessert peanut butter. It's not like, you know, like actual peanuts mixed. It's like a Reese's filling type of peanut butter. And it has huge chunks of peanuts, like big old peanuts just floating in there. Because of that, I gotta give it credit. It definitely is like a huge snack, but for me, it was not my favorite. But what I will say is that I brought the rest home for my husband and he loved it. So you are not wrong. You are not wrong by any means. It is just not my preferred bakery case treat. I'm so sorry I left it off. I know that must have been infuriating, especially because I was going to include it and I didn't. But I got one because of you. I got one because of you and I tried it out and it's pretty good. Not my favorite. But it is pretty good. I'll give you that. Thank you so much for calling. And also, if you ever feel like this about any sort of episode that I have, please call in. If anybody is like, nah, girl, listen, I deserve the critique. I need it. I need to know where I stand. And sometimes you'll tell me about something and I don't know it. So please let me know. Okay, thank you so much for calling. Bye. That's our show. Thank you all so much for listening. You can rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts or rate and follow us on Spotify. When you do that, it helps people find out about the show. I appreciate it. Our future listeners appreciate it. And just, if you've already done it, please know I appreciate you. You can give us a call at 747-CHURROS, leave us a voice note, or email it to 747churros@gmail.com. We got Very Amusing merchandise over at very-amusing.com, and you can follow me at Carly Wiesel throughout the internet. Join the Fomaly at facebook.com/group/CarlyWiesel. It's basically like, I don't know what a Discord is when people talk about it. I don't really spend time on Reddit, but it's basically that. It's just a little community of people who talk about Starbucks and travel and theme parks and life questions and opinions and animals and pets and things and life. It's just really great. I love the Fomaly so much. And if any of the Fomaly is listening, hello and I love you. You can also subscribe to my Instagram at Carly Wiesel on Instagram, 99 cents a month. I post exclusive stories there. A lot of times, like, I'll post something to the feed and then post follow-up information or more information to subscribers. It's just been really nice. It's really sustainable. I like that I am able to share stuff throughout the day casually. It's really fun. And if you want to join us 99 cents a month, then we'd love to have you. This episode was edited fastidiously by Jeff Fox. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hi, sweetheart, it's Mom. You hit the voice of Mickey Mouse on your Very Amusing podcast. Like, this is huge. Brett is a hidden treasure. Oh, my God. The voice of Mickey Mouse. Okay, when Brett said him and his family watched VHS tapes growing up of Disney, I still own every VHS Disney movie. I just have nothing to play it on, but I own them. Mickey's voice, Mickey's paintings, Mickey portraits he does, Mickey Illustrated designing Disney park merchandise. I love Ashley, by the way, with Ashley. Mickey's 95th birthday portrait. Wow, Brett, you are Mickey Mouse. Oh, my God. So this came to mind, and I have to ask you. All right, honey. So you and Brett are friends. You've been friends for a while. I need to know if you ever make Brett talk to you in his Mickey Mouse voice. I need to know this. You have had to ask him at least once. I am sure you did. You had to. But now we've got to call Pearl on her birthday every year. This would be so great. And he'll probably be there anyway. Brett was gifted a steam locomotive. Like what? Work on what? All I could think of was Mickey's runaway train. Brett is so cool. Oh, my God, what a great life. Anyway, the caller that called about the Magic Candle Company, that is what I bought you, and that's where I got it from. So I thought the Grand Floridian would be great for you, and I'm so glad you liked it. I forgot to ask you. Great episode. This was so much fun. I could listen to Brett for another 2 hours, for sure. I love you, Carly. I love you, Pearl. And I'll see you soon. Bye, honey.